Let's have a chat about neutrality. That's what the government wants us to do. Gabby, the Tánaiste, just speaking about this in the Dáil earlier. What did he say and what does it all mean?
Yeah, so we've been really seeing this debate ongoing now for a number of months. Neutrality is a very obviously contentious issue, and I think especially with the outbreak of the war in Ukraine, it has spiralled to the top of the agenda. Really quite interesting comments from Micheál Martin, but they're not really that new. I think Leo Varadkar has been talking about this for quite some time, but Tánaiste and Micheál Martin really put in quite stark terms on it. You know, asking, is the triple lock, quote, fit for purpose? You know, he was speaking in the Dáil today about his... the forum that he has set up, which is going to debate our international security policies and include neutrality. But that has been criticised a little bit as being, you know, a bit of a talking shop by the government. I think it's going to be three sessions. But most remarkably, Micheál Martin said, look, can we genuinely and honestly say that the triple lock remains fit for purpose? He's saying, look, it's not necessarily a simplistic binary choice, staying as we are today or immediately seeking to join a military alliance such as NATO. They're not the only options. Again, I think Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has also spoken previously about that binary choice and that it's not as simple as that anymore. He's also said that he believes that if there was a referendum to join, for Ireland to join an EU army, he thinks that we could win it.
What does he mean by that?
Well, who's we? So Sinn Féin TD McCarthy, of course, very much so not receptive of Micheál Martin's comments. You know, he's saying that he's disappointed that the forum is less about public discussion than it is about an attempt to reshape public opinion, saying that there's a need for a citizens' assembly instead, and saying the Sinn Féin are going to back neutrality.
And a consultative forum to look into this. This is what the government is establishing. It will meet three times, hear from experts. Lorraine Clifford Lee, the charge from the opposition in the Dáil earlier, was this forum was the equivalent, basically, of looking up a result in teletext before watching Match of the Day, that the result was already known. The opposition saying it was a ready-up designed with the intended outcome of eroding Irish neutrality.
Oh, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? That's not the situation at all, I think the Tánaiste outlined.
They said the opposition aren't involved in it and it won't hear from the public. So it does give off that
impression,
doesn't it?
It's a consultative forum. It's engaging stakeholders. I think it's really important that the issue of our security is discussed. I mean, we're in an evolving situation with the war in Europe and the nature of warfare has changed considerably. And I think with the attack on the HSE by the Russian crime gang 2 years ago really made a lot of people wake up to the fact of the changing nature of the threats. And just because we are geographically isolated on an island doesn't mean that we're any safer than any place else.
Does it have to go, do you think?
Well, I think it's very interesting, our experience within the Security Council over the past 2 years, and to see Russia veto over and over and over again every proposal. And we have a very proud history of peacekeeping in this country. My own father took part in a peacekeeping mission and so did my uncle. And we haven't actually joined any new peacekeeping missions since 2014. And nor will we if everything keeps being vetoed Russia.
Gary Gannon, a consultative forum. Is the Dáil not a consultative forum for you?
Certainly. I was actually present today and I actually do think it's an interesting idea. I would much prefer a citizens' assembly. I'd much prefer a consultative forum that was a frank exchange of opinions. It does seem like a bit of a ready-up when the government announces a forum and selects the people who are going to be involved. That said, look, for me, there's been a lot of talk about Ireland's place in the world when it comes to an international standard, and things have changed. I think there's an opportunity for Ireland to demonstrate leadership in different ways. That's not simply jumping behind the big countries and barking. It's about more how do we... So, for example, we're not politically neutral when it comes to Ukraine, and nor should we ever be. We've demonstrated immense solidarity through all sorts of ways. But there is a little bit of contradiction in that when we look at the role that we play in terms of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And if we talk about the Russians and the Chinese veto on air involvement in peacekeeping, the Americans have also vetoed in terms of sanctions on Israel. So there's complications from a multitude of different ways. That should be open to discussion. But our role should not be to erode air neutrality. It's a form of strength. It gives us air place.
So you want to retain the neutrality?
We have to. Well, I mean, I think the Irish people want to retain the neutrality. There's no sense.
We are under pressure. From Brussels, reports would suggest. Marion Harkin, what would you think?
Well, I would agree. We need to retain our neutrality. I don't know if there's pressure from Brussels, but if there is, so be it. We are an independent state when it comes to our neutrality. Certainly when we look at the triple lock, that wasn't really policy. That was policy on the hoof. It was the Nice Treaty. It was to try and assuage people's fears that the Nice Treaty wouldn't force us into some sort of European army or whatever. And certainly we could look at that. I didn't hear what the Taoiseach said in the Dáil today, but I did read some reports. And I just don't like when we hear about stakeholders. Who are stakeholders? Who chooses them? Who decides who they are? Why is there no public participation? I mean, if this is really a discussion, to me, it should be wider than that. And I would have concerns. Now, I'm always open and willing to listen and see what comes from something. But if there is a fear that it's already up to begin with, and I'm not saying it is, I don't know, and I need to look at it more closely, but I would be very annoyed if I thought it was, and if I thought somebody somewhere was deciding on the stakeholders, because of course that determines the outcome. So the Dáil is the place really for this discussion. My own personal perspective is that I agree we're not politically neutral, but we are militarily neutral. I don't see any advantage to us changing that. I think the position we have, if we articulate it in a more modern way, a way that looks at the challenges that we face, cyber security, our undersea cables, etc. I think if we could articulate that, it would give us, it continue to give us the kind of leverage that we do have as an independent, neutral voice. I think getting rid of our neutrality would be, in it, you know, as far as joining a military alliance or that, is an absolute no-no. And I think most people would be against it. And whoever said about we might win it, or I'm not quite sure what you said, you know, if they're going to put a forum together with stakeholders, that's the surest possible way to ensure that we won't win it.
Gabby, what are you detecting in the corridors of power on this one? Pat Leahy in the Irish Times writing earlier this week that there is a sense in government circles that there is a bit of pressure from other EU member states around our neutrality stance.
I think it really began being pushed by Fine Gael, because didn't they decide that their policy was going to be to drop the triple lock? Now that's Fine Gael policy, the Taoiseach will say, and not government policy. But like he is the Taoiseach, and that is his party's policy. So what impact does that have? Then we see Micheál Martin, who's of course the leader of Fianna Fáil. He stands up in the Dáil and he says, well, what's the story with the triple lock? Do we actually even need it? So that's two now of the two biggest parties within the coalition seem to be kind of very
well,
much
I'm fairness
so pushing
now, I don't think
it.
That's what he said. I think he said we need to talk about it and discuss it in the context of our participation in the
but
Security
that is a change,
Council.
That is a change from the previous position, which would have been, we're very much so neutral, we're not questioning the triple lock. Like, the conversation has evolved now. That's the point.
It has evolved on the basis of our participation in the Security Council over the past 2 years. And I think that's a wise position to say, OK, what did we learn from this experience? And that's what we're not saying get rid of it.
I think it's also important to say we have the capacity to put ships at sea at the minute because we don't have enough naval service people to get into our ships.
Only so, I mean, one ship around,
we don't
yes.
know what's above our skies or below our seas. There's a lot more immediate conversations to be had in terms of Ireland's security presence.
Who's attacking Ireland?
How's Ireland defending itself from the attacks as well?
But who's attacking it?
Yeah, but for example, the RAF are patrolling our skies. I mean, I do think that we have to look at our defence forces. We're looking at the level of ambition 2 in the new policy, and that's the bare minimum. We need to pay our sailors, our soldiers, our air crew a living wage. And we certainly our defence forces need our support right now. But I mean, the triple lock, as I said, was really policy on the hoof. And I've no problem with looking at that and seeing, you know, who are we giving authority to make our decisions? You know, who is, you know, exercising that authority? Should that be ourselves or should we delegate it elsewhere? Because that's what the triple lock is. But to me, if we decided to discuss that, that doesn't mean we give up our neutrality. I mean, why don't we look at defining our own neutrality and what it means to us? So
but
I've no problem discussing that.
Do you think we
that.
Can, Deputy? Again, according to reports at the weekend, increasingly to our neighbours and partners in the EU, Ireland's stance looks more like freeloading than principle. That's what the others think of us.
Ireland has invaded no countries.
Yeah, but people may use that language to try and persuade us to think certain ways or do certain things. We're an independent country and we have every right to decide whether or not we are militarily neutral. Yes, other countries have changed their stance and that's fine. But in the same way that they've changed theirs, we can keep or amend ours if we so choose.
Lorraine Clifford, Lee Richard Boyd Barrett saying on this station earlier that we were inextricably linked to the expansion and ratcheting up of NATO militarisation. Is that the road we really want to go down?
I wouldn't accept that that is the road we're going down. I don't accept his narrative on this issue at all. And he has his own particular worldview, one which I wouldn't subscribe to.
Gary, you wanted to jump in there.
Several times. But again, it does come back to where we see our role in the world. I think the fact that Ireland is invading no country, that we've such strong traditions of placing ourselves in harm's way in the name of peace, gives us a unique place in the world. I think we can be brave, but be brave for me is not joining NATO. Be brave for me is the first country to enact the Occupied Territories Bill, for example, to divest ourselves from occupied territories in the Palestine and elsewhere. So that for me is what brave international leadership looks like.
Does this deal with the RAF, which the government refuses to talk about, or not since Simon Coveney had mentioned it at a committee, I think, a year ago, does that not raise questions about our neutral stance?
Yeah, completely. Look, none of us are privy to that particular deal. Actually, the government themselves don't seem to be privy to it. But our neutrality, look, the RAF are defending, I suppose, their interests, but there's no way they should be coming into our skies armed. That just shouldn't be happening. If that is happening, we need to know about it. It should be discussed on the floor of the Dáil. I've made that call last week and we'll continue to do so. This whole, we can't talk about this when it's on the front of a newspaper. It's not carrying any water.
Briefly, Gabby, when will all this be trashed out?
I don't know, and I think I don't know if we are going to see a Dáil debate on it. I think if we do see a Dáil debate on neutrality, as I think, you know, previously Fine Gael Senator Barry Ward made the point that, look, what's the need for a citizens' assembly? The Dáil is a citizens' assembly.
So lots of
I suppose the difference is between a citizens' assembly and the Dáil is that at the end of the citizens' assembly, you have a report that goes to government as opposed to the Dáil.
Report, okay, report to a break.